Sullivan also spoke on Talk of Alaska this morning about a broad range of topics, from national news stories to regional issues, discussing the president's firing of FBI Director James Comey less than a week ago. Sullivan said nobody disputes the legality of the dismissal, but he said the timing of the firing raises serious questions.
When there are different explanations on an important topic like the firing of the FBI director, it undermines credibility, and that doesn't help the White House, doesn't help their ability to move important legislation forward with the Congress. And, you know, I think it even undermines some of our ability to get important national security and foreign policy goals accomplished.
But Sullivan stopped short of recommending any new course of action for the ongoing investigations into Russian involvement with the Trump campaign. On military matters, Sullivan defended his record as a strong advocate for the armed forces in Alaska. He pointed to a reversal of a 2015 decision by the Army to reduce the size of an airborne brigade in Anchorage. He also highlighted continued progress toward bringing two squadrons of new F-35 fighter jets to Eielson Air Force Base during the next few years, and with them, hundreds of millions in new federal construction dollars. The senator fielded questions on specific regional issues, including recent executive orders lifting environmental protections in the waters off Alaska's coast. One caller from Fairbanks asked Sullivan whether he supports the decision to allow the proposed Pebble Mine in Bristol Bay to move forward.
The ability to actually move forward, which is our law, both state and federal, to move forward to go through permitting is, it needs to be rigorous, and they have the standard to meet. But I don't think a federal agency should just preemptively say no to that.
You can find the full hour-long recording of today's broadcast on our website, alaskapublic.org.